Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really interesting lined up for you. Absolutely, we're diving into the best and worst of AI generations and what happens behind the prompts we use. It sounds super intriguing, right? So I was looking at some data recently and it hit me hard. Did you know that about 15 to 20% of AI generated content actually requires big rewrites due to inaccuracies or just sounding off? Wow, that's a pretty wild statistic. It makes you wonder how many people are frustrated after using these tools, right? Exactly. It's like if I was a mechanic and 1 out of 5 cars I fixed broke down again immediately, I'd be out of business. But here we are, relying on AI more and more. That's a great analogy. It's almost like we treat these AI tools like vending machines, put in a coin, get out a snack, but really they're more like sophisticated tools. Exactly. They're like a socket wrench. You've got to know how to use them. In my experience, the most successful AI prompts come from users who treat AI as a junior assistant, not a genius. Right. So it's all about providing context and boundaries. Yep. When I craft prompts, I aim for specificity. Instead of just asking for a blog post, I specify tone, length, and what to avoid. It's like laying a solid foundation before building a house. That makes total sense. So how do people usually get it wrong, Alex? Well, let's talk about frustrations. Have you ever spent 30 to 45 minutes just trying to get a decent result from an AI? Oh, I've been there. You type something in and it just doesn't hit the mark. Exactly. I once asked for a simple image description for a car video and wrote a vague prompt, make a cool description for a car video. And how'd that turn out? The AI generated this ridiculous paragraph about embarking on a journey of vehicular majesty. I mean, who talks like that? Ugh, that sounds so over the top, right? The issue wasn't the AI, it was me being lazy with my prompt. I expected it to read my mind. So what's your go-to advice if someone finds themselves stuck in a loop with bad outputs? If you're iterating for more than 10 minutes, it's time to stop, delete the chat, and start fresh. Go back to simple, direct instructions. That's really helpful. So when it does work, it can save a ton of time, right? Absolutely. I read about a B2B SaaS company that slashed their article production time by nearly 69%, from 8 hours down to just 2.5. That's incredible. What's an example of a successful prompt you've used? I asked for a script about brake pad wear. My prompt was, I have these 5 bullet points about brake pad wear. Please turn them into a 150-word script for a YouTube short. Keep it casual, like a mechanic talking to a friend, and avoid the word dig. And how did that work out? It nailed it. The output sounded exactly like me, punchy and clear, covering all the points. Constraints really make a difference. That's interesting. So these tools are basically pattern matchers, right? If you give them vague inputs, you'll get vague outputs. Exactly. And here's where it gets tricky. Sometimes even with good prompts, these AIs can hallucinate. Hallucinate? What do you mean by that? It's when the AI makes stuff up. I once asked for a summary of a specific car part recall, and it gave me convincing details with part numbers that didn't even exist. Yikes! That's a big problem, especially in industries where accuracy is key. Right. The 15-20% error rate I mentioned earlier is significant. Professionals must verify the info, especially in legal or automotive fields. That's a good reminder. So what's changing in the world of AI generation for 2025? We're seeing a shift. It's not just about text anymore. By 2025, 80% of generative AI spending is focused on hardware integration. So it's moving beyond just browser-based tools? Exactly. And premium subscriptions are becoming the norm. ChatGPT Plus has over 12 million subscribers at $20 a month. It shows people are willing to pay for quality and reliability. That's fascinating. So how can someone get started with better AI generation examples? First, break down your requests. If you need a blog post, ask for an outline, then tackle sections one by one. This chaining method fixes about 90% of quality issues. Jordan, that's smart. And giving it examples must be a game changer too, right? Huge. Using few shot prompting, you provide 2 to 3 examples of what you want before asking for the task, which boosts accuracy. Nice. And if the output is off, just let it know, right? Absolutely. Tell it why it missed the mark. It's all about driving the tool and making it work for you. This is such a valuable discussion. I feel like I've learned a ton about how to get better results with AI to hear that. Just remember, while these tools are powerful, they're not mind readers. Trust but verify, that's the key. Absolutely. So to sum up, focus on specificity and context when crafting prompts, and don't hesitate to iterate when you need to. Exactly. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.